With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some Los Angeles area residents have begun returning to their still smoldering neighborhoods to search for memories. For many, like Pacific Palisades resident Greg Benton, it's been a first look at some of the staggering reality of what was lost.
Well, this is what's left of the home that I grew up in for 31 years. We just had Christmas morning right over here, right in front of that chimney.
Meanwhile, President Biden announced an assistance program for those who've been impacted.
He also announced FEMA has turned on its critical needs assistance program. This program gives one-time payment of $750 to survivors so they can quickly purchase critical items like water, formula, gasoline, and prescription drugs.
Political observer Ben Domenech says California's historic wildfires are burning against the backdrop of a major war of ideologies when it comes to forest management.
And while you have, you know, the attitudes of people who think that nature should just be nature, there's the other perspective, a Christian perspective, that man should subdue the earth and that we should protect the houses and the lives, the livelihoods and the homes and businesses of families and Americans first.
He spoke to the Salem Radio Network this week. House Republican leaders met with reporters to outline their agenda.
On Tuesday, the day after Congress certified the 2024 presidential election for President-elect Donald Trump, House GOP leaders presented their plan to the press for working with the White House to deliver on promises made to the American people during the campaign. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer.
Our House majority is acting swiftly to advance important legislation that Joe Biden and the Democrats blatantly ignored.
Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the 30 new GOP members came ready to work.
And that report from correspondent Bernie Bennett. This is SRN News. Christian leaders in India have teamed up to send a very important letter.
It's addressed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and it calls on him to take action against the persecution of believers. More than 400 Indian clergymen and ministry leaders signed the letter, which points out that, quote, rising hate speech, especially from elected officials, has emboldened acts of violence against Christians. Mobs disrupt peaceful Christian gatherings and threaten believers with impunity. There was another surge in violence over the Christmas season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at SRNnews.com, Pope Francis has named Cardinal Robert McElroy of San Diego as the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. He is tapping one of his most liberal allies to head the Catholic Church in the nation's capital. Just as President Trump is about to begin a second term, McElroy has harshly criticized the campaign by some U.S. bishops to exclude Catholic politicians who support abortions from receiving communion. This is SRN News. The New Orleans Police Department on Friday released body camera footage capturing the deadly confrontation that ended the Bourbon Street terrorist attack on New Year's Day. New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
All officers are faced with shoot, don't shoot. And this was clearly within the law and clearly solidly within a policy.
And she played police body cam video of officers killing the attacker, describing what happened.
As officers surrounded the vehicle, the driver fired at them.
Police body cam footage from New Orleans, the New Year's Day attack. It was released yesterday by the New Orleans Police Department. More details at SRNnews.com.